The following podcast was made possible by the sponsorship of Teresa Leong Lee and by Catholic Digital Resources, where you can find downloadable faith formation resources and evangelization tools. Visit Catholic Digital Resources at CatholicDR.com to build your own faith and the faith of others. That's CatholicDR.com.
Good News Ministries of GNM.org presents Footsteps to Heaven. Life's a journey full of challenges. Sometimes we get stalled. Sometimes we get sidetracked. When we walk with Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit to the destination that God the Father designed for us, the results are better than we could ask for or imagine. And now, here is your host, Terry Modica.
Thank you for joining me on the adventure, the journey of Footsteps to Heaven, especially in this series. Thank you for continuing this series with me on the apostolate of the laity in today's church crisis. We are all frustrated with and worried about what's going on in the Catholic Church. There looks like evil has infiltrated the church, and in fact it has, trying to divide and conquer. Because when the evil one can cause division, he has won a victory. God is a God of reconciliation. God is a God who calls for unity, and any division that takes place is demonic. The division that takes place, however, let me add this caveat. If it's a matter of walking away from somebody who's abusive or somebody who is, whether it's in your home or in the church, anywhere, at work, when the Lord calls us to not carry a particular cross, he tells us that we are to pick up our crosses and follow him, but not every cross is what God wants us to carry. Sometimes it's a cross that demons tell us to carry or hand over to us, you know, through the circumstances, through the people in our lives. And sometimes the Lord does divide. Jesus said, unless you leave your mother and your father, your family, your, you know, et cetera, unless you leave these other people to follow me, you're not one of my followers. I mean, that's a paraphrase, but you know, he said that sometimes we do have to love him. He said, if you do not hate your mother and your father, you're not following me, you're not loving me. By that he means, you know, dividing ourselves from them being the most important people in our lives. It could be the spouse, it could be our children, our grown children, or our children that we're still taking care of, our grandchildren. It could even be the priest in our parish that, as I talked about in the previous episode, we put on pedestals. When we attach ourselves to anyone who is not Christ himself, this is when God wants to divide us. And that includes when we are attached to our Pope in such a way that, and our bishops and the pastors of our churches, we want them to do the work of evangelization. We want them to do the work of teaching the truth. And when they let us down, you know, we get all tied up in knots. You know, we get frustrated. We get angry. God is telling us to divide ourselves from that attachment and put our eyes on him. You know, my motto is keep your eyes on Jesus. And when you have to look at anyone else, see them through his eyes. We need to remember that any other form of division, anything besides dividing ourselves from that which keeps us from God and growing closer to God, any other form of division is demonic. Any other form of division is something that we need to conquer. We need to overcome. We need to see it as part of a spiritual battle. And that's why I'm focusing this part of the series of Footsteps to Heaven podcast on the apostolate of the laity in the church crisis. because we are called to help bring about unity and reconciliation, not division. And anybody that you see making a podcast or a video or writing a book, article, whatever, that is calling for division, calling for us to split away from the Pope, split away from the Vatican, that is demonic. God has a better plan. Yes, God wants to deliver us from whatever in the church is not of Christ. And he wants to raise up good shepherds who are really shepherds like Christ. But we need to trust in his plan, not in what our feelings tell us, not in what messages that other people are telling us, not in what frustration or even fear is telling us. And this series on the Apostle of the Laity is part of what I am trying to share in order to help more people realize what God's plan is in today's church, dealing with the ways that Satan has infiltrated our church, dealing with the crisis, the things that are frustrating you, my friend, within the church. So I've been focusing in on this document, this decree of the Apostolate of the Laity that came out as a result of Vatican Council II. And it's a powerful document because it contains what the devil doesn't want you to know. And I'm not surprised that there are a lot of people who don't know what this document says, this decree that the church promulgated, inspired by the Holy Spirit. No doubt about it. Inspired by the Holy Spirit. This is extremely important. And this document on the Apostle of the Laity, if you're a layperson listening to this, your apostolate is so important. When we are not doing what we are called to do, Satan gains territory. And let's, for a moment, not focus on what priests are supposed to be doing and are not doing, what the Pope is supposed to be doing. Let's focus on what we are supposed to be doing, because it all works together. Let me read to you what the Holy Spirit, through St. Paul, said in Ephesians chapter 4, starting with verse 14. Because this is talking about how God does not want us to be infants in the faith, tossed by waves and swept along by every wind of teaching arising from human trickery, from their cunning in the interest of deceitful scheming. You know, and right now this is talking about, yes, the trickery that's been going on in the church, but also think in terms of the trickery that's been going on in the world, where there are a lot of us who have been slowly but surely indoctrinated more and more into making compromises with the truth that's in Holy Scripture, the truths that have been passed down to us through church teachings based on Holy Scripture, all of it. And the world has been infiltrating our own thinking so that we make compromises with the truth. And out of the laity's compromising with the truth come the priests who compromise the truth, right? Because where do the priests come from? They come from the laity. They were once lay people themselves, raised by lay people. We lay people are the foundation of holy priesthood. If we are living holy lives, we have more holy priests. That's the fact of the matter. So, as a cure for that, St. Paul, or God, through St. Paul in Ephesians 4 says, "Rather, living the truth in love, We should grow in every way, into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, priests and laity, the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament, you know, and let me pause there. What are the supporting ligaments? One example of that is the teachings of the church, such as what I'm sharing with you today in the apostolate of the decree and the apostle of the laity. The sacraments are supporting ligaments. Fellowship with other Christians are supporting ligaments, very important supporting ligaments. Anyways, continuing this scripture, joined and held together by every supporting ligament with the proper functioning of each part. And this brings about the body's growth and builds itself up in love. The proper functioning of each part. You know, this is what we need to be doing now in regards to dealing with the crises going on in the church. Each person has a part in this, a part in God's plan to purge the church of what is evil and purify the church into being all that is sacred, being what we are called to be, the body of Christ, the sacred body of Christ that comes into the world to bring more people to Christ and make the world a better place as a result. I'm going to read now from chapter 1 in this decree on the apostolate of the laity. The church was founded for the purpose of spreading the kingdom of Christ throughout the earth for the glory of God the Father, to enable all to share in his saving redemption that was given to us in Christ, through Christ, and that through them, who's the them? All of us, through them, the whole world might enter into a relationship with Christ. All activity of the mystical body directed to the attainment of this goal is called, guess what it is, what it's called? The apostolate, which the church carries on in various ways through all her members. The apostolate is not just the clergy. The apostles are not just the first people who followed Christ, the first 12, and after Judas committed suicide after sinning against Christ, and, you know, he was replaced by a fill-in. You know, they wanted to have 12 again. This is a little aside here, a little bit of interesting information. One of my favorite things I like to say is, I think of the 12th apostle, the replacement of Judas, as St. Paul. You know, think about how effective he was as an apostle. Anyways, that's just my own little theory, but you too are an apostle. I am too. We don't have a capital A in the word apostle, but we are all apostles. We all have an apostolate. And in any ways that we are not fulfilling our apostolates, that weakens the church. That gives Satan room to infiltrate. And we need to take that truth very seriously. We need to repent because we have not taken it seriously. My friends, think about, what do you need to repent of? What is God calling you to that you've not been doing because you've been wanting somebody else to do it? Or maybe you didn't think God was really calling you to it. It's like, who, me? You know, I'm just little old me. I can't do that. That's the devil talking to you. He doesn't want you to do what God is empowering you to do. He's been equipping you to do it. The gifts and talents that you have, the interests that you have, what impassions you, what you've learned through hardships, what you've learned in skills for your job, you know, for whatever. God wants to use all of that to make the world a better place. God wants to use that in powerful ways to help the church be what the church is supposed to be and what the world needs us to be, whether it likes it or not. You know, the world doesn't want anything to do with us. And the more and more we go through our lives, as time passes, the world seems to be more and more anti-Christian in many, many parts of the world. If you're in a pocket of the world where the faith is growing, count yourself lucky because, not lucky, blessed, because the rest of the world is suffering more and more persecution. And the rest of the world is suffering more and more demonic infiltration, getting people to compromise with the truth, and people who have never known Christ or who have left Christ being such pawns of Satan that they hate Christians and they hate the Christian truth, and we get persecuted for speaking up for the truth. We need to repent of all that we have not done that has contributed to this situation. Now let's go on with what this decree in the Apostle of the Laity is telling us. In the church, there is a diversity of ministry, but a oneness of mission. So the clergy are one part of this diversity. Me as a co-founder, co-founding it with my husband, Ralph, co-founder of Good News Ministries, me as someone who is providing this podcast, you in whatever ways God has gifted and called you, you and I are all part of the diversity that makes up one church. And we have, as the Holy Spirit is telling us through this document, a oneness of mission. And continuing with quoting what it's saying here, Christ conferred on the apostles and their successors, now this is a capital A apostles, and the successors being their priests, our priests today, including the apostles, the succession, let me just, interrupt here with a little bit of an explanation. For those who might be listening who don't understand why Catholicism is so heavily relying on priests and why only priests, ordained clergy, ordained priests can consecrate the Eucharist and provide, be God's presence, be the presence of Christ for us in the sacraments. The apostles who were ordained by Christ himself have then passed on that ordination, that calling to holy orders, down from generation to generation. They laid hands on the priests who became bishops, laid hands on the next lay people who were raised up to become priests, and this was passed down through the centuries in a direct succession. Our priests today go all the way back to Christ ordaining St. Peter to be the first shepherd, the first pope. Okay, so in that's a little bit of background information with what this document is saying when it says Christ conferred on the apostles and their successors, the priests, the duty of teaching, sanctifying, and ruling in his name and power. But the laity likewise share in the priestly, prophetic, and royal office of Christ. The priestly, prophetic, and royal office of Christ. The next time you attend a baptism, the sacrament of baptism, pay attention to the words that are spoken there. Each person being baptized is anointed into the royal priesthood of Christ, the prophetic mission of Christ, and the royal office of Christ. We have a priestly calling. We call that the ordinary priesthood. We call that the priesthood of the laity, whereas the clergy, the priests, who have been ordained with holy orders are called the ministerial priesthood. Why ministerial? Because they're called to minister to the rest of us priests, the rest of us who are lay people called to the priestly mission of Christ. And as this document points out, the lay people therefore have their own share in the mission of the whole people of God in the church and in the world. We share the mission of the clergy. They, again talking about the laity, they exercise the apostolate, in fact, by their activity directed to the evangelization and sanctification of men and to the penetrating and perfecting of the temporal order that is earthly things, things that pass away, things that don't get into heaven, don't have eternal life, don't pass into eternity. Everything that is earthly is temporal. Okay, and this is saying that we are called to penetrate and perfect the temporal order through the spirit of the gospel. And in order to do that, in order to change the world through the spirit of the gospel, we have to know what the gospel says. And this is why at Good News Ministries, our most important tool that we provide or resource that we provide is the daily reflections on the readings from Catholic Mass. We write these reflections in a way that, you know, it's designed to help you in your ordinary everyday life. They're different from other reflections, homily helpers and things like that, that you'll find in many other excellent resources. Ours are really geared for the daily life, nitty gritty stuff that you deal with, the hardships you deal with, the questions that come up in your daily life. I can't tell you how many people, I don't know how many people over the 24 years that I've been writing these. Yeah, I can't tell you how many people have said to me that God has spoken to them through the reflection of the day that they got from Good News Ministries, the reflection of the day, just exactly what they needed to hear for a particular question they had or struggle that they're going through. That's how the Holy Spirit works with me and through me to minister to you. It is also a way to get to know what the gospel says and other scriptures as well that we use as Mass to really get to understand the truth and the teachings that God has provided for us. Going on with what this document says. Now I'm reading from paragraph 3, still in chapter 1. The laity derive the right and duty to the apostolate, the right and duty, responsibility, and we need to repent of every aspect of that that we have failed to do, every denial of that, every pushing it aside. When we have not fulfilled our duty, our calling to change the world as instruments of Christ, using the gifts and talents God's given us, the experiences, the passions, the what we've learned from hardships, all of that are meant to change the world by evangelizing the people in our lives, the people that we can encounter anywhere that the Lord puts us. We have the right and duty to the apostolate from our union with Christ the head. We are incorporated into Christ's mystical body through baptism and strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit through confirmation. And through these, we are assigned to the apostolate by the Lord himself. Let me go a little bit deeper into that. Let me unpack something about this. We are strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit through confirmation. In the beginning of the church, confirmation was the bishop coming to confirm that the baptism was valid. Confirmation confirms, it's the bishop coming to us, confirming that our baptism was valid. What does that mean? What does a valid baptism mean? It means that we have the fullness of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit within us. We have, through the Holy Spirit, the power to make a difference, the power to evangelize, the power to use what God has given us to affect the world around us, to bring others to Christ, to purify the church, and to change the world. In order to fully take advantage of that power, we need to have a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. We need to have an anointed relationship with the Holy Spirit. You know, in charismatic renewal circles, we tend to call that the baptism of the Spirit, but that's really a misnomer because it kind of like takes away from the idea of the water baptism. We receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit in our water baptism. And to activate that, we need to call upon the Holy Spirit to be fully enlivened by it, fully empowered by it, fully becoming the instrument of Christ in the world. Because Jesus said, whatever in John 14, 12, Jesus said, if you believe in me, you will do the same works I do and even greater ones than these. And you know what? In today's world, Jesus needs to be doing greater works than he did 2,000 years ago. Because, you know, look at what technology is doing. Look at what genetic engineering is doing. Look at, you know, look at the stuff that's going on in the world that didn't exist 2,000 years ago. Jesus does it in the world through you and me. That means we need to be so alive in the Holy Spirit that we can do the works of Jesus. That includes miracles, because telling somebody about Jesus doesn't change their minds, especially if what we're telling them is something they don't want to hear. But, you know, if they don't want to hear, for example, that they need to change their ways, they, you know, what they're doing is sinning, they don't want to hear that. Words only become arguments if that's all we rely on is words. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. That is what makes the difference. We need the power of the Holy Spirit working miracles to prove that the words we speak are true. We need to do what the first apostles did. And I'm talking not just about the apostles with a capital A, but all the Christians. Read the book of Acts and see what the apostolate of the laity is supposed to look like. So pray with me now. Come, Holy Spirit, fill me. Come, Holy Spirit, renew me. Come, Holy Spirit, activate in me a personal relationship with Jesus Christ that helps me to change the world and helps me to purify our church. Come, Holy Spirit, and activate in me a personal relationship with you, the Spirit who changes hearts, the Spirit who changes minds, the Spirit who is the teacher of truth. Come, Holy Spirit, make me the instrument of Christ by working powerfully through me. Help me to have that kind of relationship with you. Come, Holy Spirit, increase in me the gift of faith for miracles and use me as your instrument of divine power. Come, Holy Spirit, you have my permission to change me. Amen.
You've been listening to Terry Modica of Good News Ministries. For more faith builders, or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website at gnm.org. You'll find online resources and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit gnm.org today.